show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging out. We're here till 3 o'clock. Brian Newton's coming in after that. Karen Conte comes on at 7. But right now, I'm eating a little chunky Fiona. Not literally. It's called Chunky Hippo Fiona. The folks from Grater stopped by. Leslie Sobel's here from Grater's. They surprised us. As I have a Kratos Medical IV in my arm, getting healthy, I'm stuffing some ice cream down my face on the other hole. Leslie, thanks for coming by. What do we owe this sweet treat to?
So they actually originally popped it out in the summer of 2017 as a partnership with Cincinnati Zoo. And they brought it back after great support. They brought it back for Fiona's first birthday that actually happened on the 24th of this month. So they brought it back. We've had it since the 14th, and we're going to run it until we're pretty much out.
So Fiona was born 6 weeks premature and weighed only 29 pounds. Full-term hippos usually weigh between 50 and 110 pounds. Really? Mm-hmm. Fiona was steadily, she gained weight eating ice cream. No, I'm kidding. Hippos are most active at night when they forage for food. They're herbivores. This is a little tip sheet they're giving with the Grater's Chunky Hippo for Fiona. It's fantastic. What's in it?
It's a toffee-based ice cream. It has roasted salted peanuts, and it has milk chocolate truffles filled with caramel.
Yum. Dr. Quinn, you had some.
I did.
Fantastic.
Is it okay to be getting a healthy IV and eating ice cream at the same time? Is it counterproductive?
No, I don't think it's counterproductive. We ate a small little bit, so that's okay.
It's not right. It's a tiny little sampler.
It's all about moderation, right?
It really is. I agree. And so you're going around, are you kind of just like randomly sampling the stuff for folks?
We're giving it out at other locations. You can sample that or anything that you kind of have a fancy to.
So right now you're saying that people listening can go to a Grater's right now.
We have just two locations, the one in Northbrook and the one in Winnetka. But
okay.
You can walk in, ask to sample it. We're giving away that little sample sheet when you purchase a pint. And on the pint you have the illustrations by Lauren Long. And you get the little illustration. You can also purchase signed prints. They're 8x10.
Take a look, mm-hmm. folks.
And those are limited.
Good stuff. Find your Grater's, Winnetka or?
Northbrook.
Northbrook. Get your free sample. I think you'll fall in love like I did. It's delicious. Thank you so much, Leslie, for popping by. You guys have a website?
Yes, it's Grater's.com.
Grater's.com. Grater's. Are you guys in Mariano's and Whole Foods and all that?
Yes, they do run our pints. Now, for the Chunky Hippo, you'd only find it at our stores.
So you got to go to the stores to taste this, folks, and you can get a free sample and fall in love and then buy it for how long?
Will it be until we're out.
Until you're out. Yeah. You make a batch, and when it's done, it's done.
Exactly.
Cool. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's switch gears to something maybe a little healthier, not as tasty, but healthy. Dr. Quinn, the owner of Kratos Medical and Kratos Supplements, is here in studio live. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for jabbing this needle in my arm and sticking me full of healthy stuff.
It's a pleasure.
So this is a thing you've been doing. I've been following you on Instagram, and you started this executive drip program.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Explain to the folks listening exactly what it is and what I have in my arm. So, folks, if you haven't been following the show and you're just tuning in here on WGN, I had Dr. Quinn come in a little bit early. He put an IV in my arm with a medical drip bag that looks like you're in a hospital kind of thing. And it's filled with what?
So this bag specifically is filled with 25 grams of vitamin C. It's filled with vitamin B5, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got magnesium, calcium, and zinc.
And why has this become so rapidly popular? Because I see on your Instagram, like, your office is filled with, looks like, business people.
Yeah, people love it. The thing is, if you take vitamins, you're only going to absorb about 10% of them. So with this bag, the IVs that we give through IV, you're going to get 100% absorption.
Really?
So that's why we're able to give such a huge amount. If you take a vitamin C tablet, you're only going to get 500 milligrams, and you're only going to be able to absorb 10% of that.
Really?
Whereas in the bag, you're going to get 25 grams.
So let's talk about that for a second, because it's a staggering number to conceive that you think you're getting 5,000. Let's just say you're taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Yeah.
You're only out of that getting 10% of that?
10%.
So does that mean you need to take like 3,000 milligrams to get 30, you know?
Yeah, but the problem with it is vitamin C, the more you take, eventually you're just going to get diarrhea. So you're, not, you're only going to be able to absorb so much, and then you're just going to get diarrhea. So you're not going to get the benefits. Whereas through the IV, you can give such a huge amount and absorb the whole thing. So it's much better as far as antioxidants and autoimmunity. And
so is it better then to just pop by your office and like once a week get this drip?
Yeah, once or twice a week.
Versus spending all your money on supplements that may or may not be absorbed? Or is a combination best?
Probably going to be a combination is going to be best. Now I'm starting, I just did last week in my office the first test. I'm testing myself out. We're doing micronutrient testing. So I'm actually going to be able to test for all the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. So I'll be able to know exactly
where you're deficient.
Where you're deficient and what we'll need to supplement with via, you know, IV bags.
And this is why I love you, man. Like, honestly, like you're not a doctor who just says stuff because you read it somewhere. You're actually your own guinea pig.
Yeah.
And you'll try this stuff and you'll see how it works. And if it doesn't work, you're not going to use it on your patients.
Right.
But if it does, you are living proof of your madness.
Well,
your genius.
I figure I have the opportunity to be able to do it. I might as well, you know, so there's more tests too that are coming down the line that I'm going to start doing. And then, there's more opportunity to be able to see how we can improve those things genetically. Next week, I'm going to test myself for telomeres. Are the main thing with for aging. So the shorter your telomeres are, the more problems you have with aging and chronic diseases. And there's peptides that you can take nowadays that are supposedly going to be able to lengthen your telomeres. So just more things on the horizon.
Let's back up a little bit. Give the folks your background, your education, and your specialty. And you're based out of Detroit, but you do something called telemedicine, which you could practice anywhere in the world.
Correct. So I went to Michigan State University, both for undergrad, for my master's, and for medical school. I'm board certified in emergency medicine. I'm also board certified in obesity medicine. And then now, over a year ago, I opened up my hormone replacement therapy practice. So that's, I'm still doing a lot of the weight loss, but then also a lot of hormone replacement as well.
And I can tell you, the docs got me on a hormone replacement program, and it's been about 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. You know, like the energy levels, the consistent energy levels, the strength. You know, I see peers around me that are same age, same activity level, and just there's a difference. I could say mostly what I feel is balanced.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of your thinking process, your you know, as an entrepreneur, as you get older in life, your energy levels are so crucial to success.
Absolutely.
The more energy you have, the more output you can have. So you want to be able to be a well-oiled machine to be able to do this, whether it's for your children, whether it's for anything in life.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have the most sustainable energy. And in your opinion and a lot of others, balancing your hormones is first and foremost to have the body processing everything well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the goal is really optimizing your levels, getting you back up to that optimal level that you were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We have the capability to do it, so we should be doing it, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, that's only going to help you not only now, but in the future.
You know, I always wanted to ask you this. Kratos, where did you get that from?
Kratos is the god of strength. It's just something that I came up with.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Greek
just
guy.
Just trying to think of a different name.
Yeah, that's cool.
For the business.
It sticks out. The supplement line going well?
It's going okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not as good as we'd hope, but it's going.
Well, you got to get the word out there.
It's all about getting the word out.
It really is. I mean, I'm digging. I'm feeling good off the stuff I'm taking.
Yeah.
I think they're quality. A lot of people have been asking me about them. You know, I like the vegan proteins.
Sure.
So I've been sticking with that and some of the multis and all that stuff. I'm glad, glad you guys are continuing with that program. Doc, we're talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
A lot of people making them. You know, and they're trying to stick to them. They get in the gym, trying all sorts of diet programs. And one of your expertise is weight loss. And you have 5-6 clinics?
Four weight loss clinics.
Four weight loss clinics. And you have a couple other offices for the hormone therapy clinics. And the hormone clinics. So in your weight loss clinics, what are some of the techniques and what are you advising clients who come into your office and say, Doc, you know, for this year, I want to lose X amount of pounds. How do you approach those clients?
The main thing is they've got to modify their lifestyle. That's what it all boils down to. Because at the beginning of the year, people do these fad diets. Like you said, now's the time, New Year's resolutions. It's been, 3 weeks now, 4 weeks. People are going to start falling off of doing those things. They're going to go back to doing what they were doing before. That's when people start gaining their weight back.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to work on really just modifying their lifestyle and maintaining that as they move forward. They got to start to incorporate exercise. A lot of times people think that they can do it without exercise, and you just don't get the same results that you do when you incorporate exercise. So, you know, smaller portions, making healthier choices, not eliminating everything. You know, you still got to have the same foods that you enjoy, but just not in the same quantity. And just counting your calories, going from there.
So you're a big proponent of calorie counting.
It helps a lot, because I think most people have no idea. People come in and they say, oh, I don't eat a lot. And then I'll have them do a log, and you look at the log, and they're eating 2,500 calories a day. And they're not burning 2,500 calories a day.
I would say that's pretty light. I think most people, if you're really not conscious, I mean, just off the coffee creamer alone, you could be adding 300, 400, 500 calories just on your coffee creamer.
Easily.
And that's like, that's some an item you don't think of typically. Right. You're like, it's my coffee.
People don't count liquids.
They don't count liquids, but there could be like, like salad dressings, tons of calories.
Oh, yeah. A 2 liter.
Right. Exactly.
Really, people do it all the time.
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
You know, a couple questions coming in. One here from the 847. We talked about, let's see here, liquid vitamins. Do liquid vitamins work like better than supplements itself, like pills?
Liquid vitamins, you're still going to take orally, so they're still going to have to go through the stomach and still going to have to be metabolized by the liver. So you're not going to get the same results that you're going to get as you get something either injected to you or obviously right through the IV is going to be the most beneficial.
And speaking of which, the 847 here has a question. Can you ask your doc about the IV infusions of protein and amino acids for those of us who have a great difficulty digesting proteins? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is. I mean, we can do amino acid bags. That's something that we've thought about doing. We do some triaminos pushes at the end for people, for athletes, for instance, that want to help to recover more. So there are options for that. There's also a new peptide that's out that a lot of specialists are using, which is BPC-157. And that helps with a lot of different gut issues like leaky gut and absorption and things like that.
All right, so there you go. And you can get a hold of Dr. Quinn. How can people find you if they have questions? Do you have an email address you want to give out?
I do. So it's Dr. Quinn, DrQuinn, at CratusMedical.com. And Cratus is Cratus, medical. So, and then we have our website, which is CratusMedical.com.
And you guys have a great Instagram page, a great Facebook account. You're always posting your personal journeys as well. I see you a lot in those, you know, in those posts.
Yeah, I try everything. You know, I have access to it. I figure I'm going to try it, see how it works. If it works, then we're going to continue it on. If it doesn't, then there's no reason to have our patients do it.
Definitely. And you know what I think about you is like you'll do the basic info, like, hey, it's calories in, it's calories out. You got to work out. It's part of the program.
Yeah.
But once you've hit a plateau, right? And you've challenged yourself to the point where you feel like, all right, I still have another 10. I don't know why it's coming off. Then you have next level stuff, which like in your Lipoden Plus weight loss shot.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, when people say, is there a magic pill? In a way, you're kind of creating your own magic pill for people. You can't replace exercise, you can't replace diet, but you could certainly supplement. What are some of the suggestions? The things like L-carnitine, like this shot. This is the first time I'm hearing about this weight loss shot.
Yeah, the Lipoden shot. It's our vitamins, B vitamins, and then there's methionine and inositol and choline. So we use those a lot for our weight loss patients. And then when patients hit a plateau, like you said, we'll use L-carnitine, which helps to decrease the amount of fat. So we use L-carnitine shots a lot.
How does the L-carnitine shot work? When you say decreased amount of fat, like existing fat or...
Existing fat that you have. Yeah, exactly. It works with... you got to make sure that you take it with omegas. That's how it works the best to help metabolize.
So while you're taking the shot, you're also taking some...
Omegas.
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, exactly. It works the best that way.
At the same time you're doing the shot?
It doesn't have to be the same time because...
But at least that day.
That same day you should be doing it. And then the other thing is, you know, checking their hormones. So if they're hitting a plateau and they're doing everything right... there could be a hormonal issue. You know, what if their thyroid isn't functioning correctly? That's a huge factor as far as metabolism goes.
I know exactly. You know, my wife is dying to talk to you because she had thyroid cancer and had her thyroid completely removed. She's on, I think, Synthroid at a high dose.
Yeah.
It's leveled off. She's had some ups and downs, but she's having trouble like losing 10. And as a matter of fact, we just got a text as we speak from the 815. I have Hashimoto thyroid disease, which my wife had prior to thyroid cancer. I take 200 milligrams a day of Synthroid. I'm 56. I've had it for 10 years. I'm in pain, my joints mostly. I eat good. I still gain pounds. Can I safely do hormone replacement therapy?
Yeah. Here's the problem. A lot of people are put on Synthroid or levothyroxine, which is synthetic. It's T4, which is the inactive form of thyroid. The problem is T3 is the active form of thyroid in your body, and your body needs to convert the T4 to T3 in order for it to do anything. So I can give you as much T4 as we have to, as much as we want, but if your body doesn't convert it, it's not going to do you any good.
And the conversion is where the weight loss would happen, correct?
Yeah, because you have to have that T3. That's the active form of thyroid. So a lot of physicians aren't checking the T3. So we don't know what that level is. If we don't know what your T3 is, we don't know if it's doing you any good giving you the T4 or not. So what we use is a combination of T3 and T4. So patients are getting the active form, and we're checking the levels so that we know.
Often.
That's the most important
thing. You have me pulling blood work every 6 weeks, which
right,
is about
initially to make sure that you're where you need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's about a maintenance plan after that.
Exactly.
So can somebody with Hashimoto, or even my wife, for, let's say, who doesn't have a thyroid, who's dependent on, you know, synthetic
medication?
Yeah,
she's going to need that. She's going to need thyroid, but she may not need T4.
Well, I don't think this person's talking about just replacing thyroid hormone. I'm talking about balancing her estrogen, testosterone.
Absolutely.
That can happen while they're on Synthroid or something like that?
Absolutely. Because she's how old? 56, I think you said?
Yeah. That
so she's probably in menopause. She probably needs, you know, estradiol, progesterone, testosterone. And we balance all the hormones for him.
He's a weight loss expert, hormone balancer, and all-around good dude. He came in, brought in an executive IV drip. I just finished it. And then got, what did I get during the break? A push?
Glutathione
push. What does that do?
Glutathione is the master antioxidant, so it's the number one antioxidant that we can give. You have it in all of your cells in your body. It helps to fight free radicals. You can take it orally as a pill, and it doesn't do anything. You have to give it IV, and you have to give it IV as a push by itself, otherwise it gets degraded. That's why we couldn't just add it to the bag.
Mm, makes sense.
Yeah, but it works fantastic. Detoxifies the liver. It's probably
what will I be feeling in the next day? Anything, or just will my body be naturally doing its thing?
It'll just do its thing. You probably won't feel anything necessarily. You may feel more energy from the B vitamins. You may feel more relaxed from the magnesium, but nothing specifically.
I'm feeling good, man. I could see you like during the week popping in and doing something like this.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the, because Dr. Quinn is based in Detroit, but comes to Chicago a lot. He also practices telemedicine, folks, which if you're not familiar with what that is, doc, telemedicine?
Yeah, so we can do, it's basically like Skype. It's the same type of program where I can view you, we can view each other, I can go over your medical history, I can set it up for you to get labs near your location, and then we can go over the labs face-to-face, audio-visually.
Yeah, and I do that, folks. I mean, I don't have to go to his office in Detroit to be able to be, you know, served by Dr. Quinn.
Right.
We just go over all of the results and talk about, you know, how I'm feeling that week, and he'll prescribe whatever, you know, medication you need or hormones, and then work with you via that.
Then everything gets shipped from our pharmacy directly to your house. And then the same thing, you know, you have blood work done 6 weeks later, and then every 6 months after that.
And I'm trying to convince the good doc to come and spend a day in Chicago where we can get some clients to come and hang out for the day and do the drips and see you.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
It would be cool. We'll figure that out.
The cool thing with these IVs, too, as you saw, there was no blood when I put the IV in. But
zero.
As soon as I put the IV in, I can draw the blood out so we can do the blood work at the same time, which is great, and then start the IV.
Boom. Multitasking. Let's talk to some of our callers and get some of our texts because we got a lot of them. Let's talk to Becky. Becky, thanks for calling the show. What's your question?
So I've recently heard about this because a friend of mine's working for a doctor that does this out in Arizona, and it sounds promising for a middle-aged person who's post-menopausal. And I was wondering how being on a low-grade Premarin can impact your ability to lose weight.
Well, Premarin is one of the synthetic progestins, so that's not something that you want to be on. I mean, we want all of our patients to be on natural. Much better off being on a natural progesterone. But you'd need to get all of your blood work done and tested. And, you know, it could be something a lot more than that. It could just be your thyroid that's causing you to be able to lose weight. As we get older, our metabolism starts to slow down. Our thyroid levels go down. Testosterone goes down. If you're in menopause, then your estradiol is probably low. Your progesterone is probably low. But you definitely want to think about getting off of the synthetics just because of the negative risk factors that are associated with them.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, too, because from what I understand, there can be a correlation between breast cancer and taking synthetic hormones, and I was wondering if being on the natural hormones helps in that regard as well.
Absolutely, and the natural ones, the ones that we use, like natural progesterone, they're actually preventative. as far as breast cancer, uterine cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease. So you want to get on the natural ones and get off the synthetics.
And we just have to call your office to set up an appointment?
Yep, exactly. So we have a phone number. It's 248-973-8408. Or you can go to our website. It's createusmedical.com.
Okay, great. And then my last question was, you were just mentioning something about telemedicine. So is this something that can be done? Cause, I'm sorry, I was thinking about what my questions were, so I missed what you were saying.
No problem. Yeah, so telemedicine will enable us to be able to do it remotely so that you won't have to come to the office. We'll just do it. Basically, it's like Skype, where we'll be able to view each other through our cameras on our computer.
Okay, and then can you order the tests with my local doctor and they send the results, or do you collect the tests?
We can give you the slip that will tell you all of the tests that we need to have performed. Some physicians will do that, some won't. If they won't do all the ones that we want, then we'll just give you a location of a lab core near you and you can get them all done. We'll make the order for you.
And is any of this covered by insurance?
Unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance, but we do take HSAs and FSAs if you have that.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm very excited, Becky.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Becky, I'm a huge proponent of it. I think it's my wife's going to be starting it. I know a lot beyond Dr. Quinn, a lot of doctors we talk to all say the same thing. Premenopausal is that now is the time to get a grasp on the hormones because it will make the quality of your life better in the long run.
Absolutely.
There's definitely a change, so I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Becky. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Lori. Hey, Lori, what's your question for Dr. Quinn?
Hello, Dr. Quinn.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I've pretty much stumped the doctors, and I'm really hoping you'll have an answer for me. I had an allergic reaction to a titanium implant that was put in my back in 2011, and it almost killed me. And it gave me one after another autoimmune disease. I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I have Hashimoto's encephalopathy of the brain. I've got Addison's. My whole body just turned into an autoimmune making machine, and it started attacking me. They said they took the hardware out. They left two metal spacers inside of me. And my hormones are, like, my estrogen is zero, my testosterone is zero. They've gone all over the map. Nobody's been able to figure me out.
Are they replacing those levels that are zero? The estrogen, the testosterone?
One of the things that's happening is they've tried to put me on it, but I'm getting extra reactive to everything. I'm starting to have allergic reactions to every just.
Are you? I missed it. Are you currently on any hormones right now?
No, I'm not on any hormones. I'm on cortisone. We're bringing that down. I recently started a treatment called ultraviolet blood irradiation.
Are you familiar with it, Doc?
No. There's some new peptides that are very helpful for people with autoimmune disorders, though, that we've been using really successfully called thymosin alpha 1 and thymosin beta 1, I believe it is. People that have different types of autoimmune disorders have been using them, getting great success. So there's other options out there, too, besides just the hormones, although you do want to make sure that you get your hormones in balance. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get back to where you need to be. So it's really a combination of things. You need to have a full extensive blood work done and have us take a look at it.
Yeah. My doctor just ordered another one with all of my hormones and looking at antibodies and stuff.
Sure.
Would I be able to send that to you? Or?
Yeah, you could always email it to us and then we could take a look at it and we could tell you. A lot of times when people do that, we'll tell them which ones are still missing, you know, because most people don't do everything that we need. Sometimes on a rare occasion they do, and then we can give you our recommendation based on what you have. So you're more than welcome to do that. You can email it to us. You can go to our website at createusmedical.com and fill out the form fill there and we can take care of you that way.
createusmedical.com?
Yeah, Createus, C-R-A-T-U-S, medical.
Thanks, Lori. We really appreciate the call and hope that works out. Let's take one last call before we have to take a break here. Let's talk to Janice. Hey, Janice, how are you? You're on with Frank and Dr. Quinn.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have, first of all, let me tell both of you, I'm 74 years old, so I'm not premenopausal. I have low thyroid function, which was discovered when I was 50, and right now I'm taking 75 micrograms of levothyroxine. But in 2014, I had a situation where I got very sick, and my adrenal glands were not functioning because they were not being, the hormone from my pituitary gland wasn't activating them. And so I have what is called adrenocortical insufficiency, which simply means they don't know why.
It's a fancy name for they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, they know what's going on, but they don't know why it's going on. So I just wondered if Dr. Quinn had any thoughts, ideas, suggestions on this.
Yeah, it would be the same thing. I mean, just because you're 74 doesn't mean you have to feel like you're 74. We do an extensive hormone evaluation, and we could do that as part of the workup if we knew that was the history going in, and then treat it the same way.
I see. You get the whole picture of all the hormones and see what you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't just modify one with the rest of them are not
right.
In line.
Yes. Okay, doctor. I did write down the phone number and the name of your company. And,
perfect.
I'll try and see how far I get along with this because I'm taking 20 milligrams of hydrocortisone a day, and it helps, but it's not the greatest.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Janice. We appreciate it. Go look at Kratus. Doc, what's the information one last time?
KratusMedical.com, C-R-A-T-U-S, medical.com, or the phone number is 248-973-8408.
Dr. Quinn, you're the best, man. Thanks for
man.
Coming down. Thanks for the IV push. I feel like
a
champ.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm going to run a marathon after this.
Sounds great.
It's not just home improvement. It's life improvement. The Frank Fontana Show.
Welcome back to the show, folks. We're in the home stretch here. Bringing it home in style, in celebrity style, that is. Celebrity rock star chef Jamie LaRita here. And Jamie's got some big news. He partnered with a really small, company who does these basic ovens and stoves. A little company called Viking. What's up, Jamie?
Hey, what's up? So good to be here. I brought you some cookies.
These
are my famous.
Wait, is this the one you just posted on Instagram saying breakfast?
That's right. I brought you some breakfast.
You are the best.
No kidding. Yes, Viking Range. Very exciting.
So tell me about this. Well, first of all, for the folks, for the little maybe folks who don't know who you are, who are you?
I don't even know who I am.
Yeah, you haven't found yourself yet?
I haven't found myself.
I understand.
Yeah,
I'm still looking.
I think that happens like throughout the rest of your life. But anyhow, I am a chef. I love to cook. I call myself an interior decorator.
Yeah.
Most people like to say designer, but I love to decorate.
Yeah.
I am someone who's traveled with major celebrities.
Like Madonna. Don't be modest. Come
well,
on.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've traveled with her for many years, and people like Sting and Steven Tyler. I wrote a cookbook with Sarah McLachlan. I love my life. I've had a lot of fun thus far. And
you've been blessed, man.
Yeah, I have. No, you know what? It's like you make your life fun. And Viking is one of the brands that I've always used, even coming out of culinary school. I love the brand.
Sure.
And right now, really cool stuff is coming out of the brand, and I get to stand behind it and cook with it. Really fun stuff, lots of great innovation, and a really cool showroom that I got to design in the Merchandise Mart in Chicago. So I'm having a lot of fun.
That's awesome experience, man. So your passion for Viking obviously comes from the fact that you've probably cooked in many a Viking, stove before.
Yeah, I have. I mean, a lot of the people that I work for have the brand. We also offer La Cornue and lots of really high-end brands. Maybe I like to say a full spectrum of everything you need from outdoor to indoor we offer in our showroom. But I've cooked on a lot of Viking stoves in my lifetime.
Now, I mean, people associate Viking with slightly higher end,
yeah.
I would assume. But is there a mid-range product out there?
Absolutely. We offer, I like to say, a good, better, and best in our line. And there's something for everybody from a style and cost perspective. What's cool about Viking now is that it's sort of I guess it's the commercial giant in the residential realm.
Yeah.
But it's getting really stylish. We have a really beautiful line called Virtuoso. It's getting very sexy, and I get to help them do that. So,
you're my kind of guy, because I always refer to sexy when I talk about design.
Are we flirting?
Well, maybe a little. But, you know, like, I feel like that's so true because, you know, like, to me, it's art. Like, yeah. A stove, I've seen some of the most beautiful Vikings in homes.
No, I have stove crushes. I mean, it's
legit, right?
I mean, but really, yeah. I do. And it's like jewelry for your kitchen these days.
Completely.
And it's the focal point. I have a beautiful red Viking range in my current home here in Bucktown in Chicago. And it gets me, you know, going in the kitchen. I love, you know, that pop of color. It's all white with that red range, and it's a big statement.
How did you get into cooking?
I come from a big Italian family. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you might know the Manzo family. I mean, little famous.
Yeah, the real.
How was your sister, by the way?
She's Caroline. Great. Yeah, Caroline is great. She's also a wonderful cook.
Yeah, she was on the show a couple years back.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I come from cooking. My family is... 11 kids, you kind of, you know, become a potato peeler at some point in your life. So it was something that I was born into.
Was your mom was the big cook, right?
Actually, my mom was a great cook. My grandmothers were great cooks. Everybody in my family is a great cook. I just happened to hone in on the art of it, and I took it to a different level. For me, it's art, and so is decor. To me, it's
a natural integration for both.
Food, mood, and music. These are the three things that drive me. I love music. I love traveling with musicians. It moves you. The same thing happens with food and design. If it doesn't move you, you didn't do it right.
How about the demand of being a celebrity chef? You know, do you find it like you? Because people can dream and say, oh my God, they must be so demanding. They must, you know, like you hear the stories of J-Lo wanting only green M&Ms in her dish, you know, in the green room. Is that kind of stuff real?
Yeah, it's real. For the most part, it's real. I think the people that I have been lucky enough and fortunate enough to work with are really looking for the nutritional aspect of things more so. I focus a lot, especially with design, but mostly on food with energy. And the people that I get to work for are... really looking for the energy. And as you know, and I know, it's all about how you stir the pot. And for me, it's all about that. So some of them are very picky. Most of the people that I work for have full trust in me. And I'm kind of like, I'm very much one step ahead. I know when to deliver the grilled cheese sandwich and the tomato soup that grandma used to make.
Yeah.
And the thing that's going to make them look good in that beautiful dress.
Well, that was my next question to you was going to be the anticipation of what they want versus do they send you a rider way in advance? Like, this is kind of the realm of we want to stay in food-wise.
Yeah, in general, they give you a rider, things that are specific to the dressing room, things that their family and friends require. But my focus is more about the nutrition, so I'm looking at everything from a very like macrobiotic approach. Mm-hmm. It's more about what the weather's like, what the last show was like, what their arrival was like, how their trip was to the venue, and sometimes I have to shape-shift that into something that more so than they need than they want.
Are you embedded from like the beginning of the trip to the end, mm-hmm. or are you brought in at certain stages?
Oh, it's from the very beginning. It's from the very beginning, and with people like Madonna, I don't cook for Madonna. I do more of her dressing room, the setup, the environment, the floral, all that. There's a lot of energy that goes into making sure that she's like ready to get on that stage. And for me, I feel like a major part of a big team of people that get to do that.
Yeah, and it's huge, man.
It is, and I got to see the direct results, especially with somebody like Sting, who's very much into the energy exchange. It's so much fun to watch your work affect them, and then the audience, and the transfer of energy that happens between them and the artist is unbelievable.
It really is. And do you, so every one of your projects with Cooking for Chefs involves the aesthetic and the environment of
At some point, yeah. I've cooked with everyone from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Stone Temple Pilots, Sarah McLachlan, like I mentioned, Aerosmith, Kiss, all those, you know, every genre of music. And I started to deliver the food in a horrible looking environment. You know, sometimes it was, you know, backstage in a shower, and I thought to myself, man, I'm serving this beautiful food in this disgusting environment. So I started hanging tapestries and, you know, white sheets, and, you know, if I was doing sushi, I was hanging tea bags by threads, and then that evolved into a major, major production that I do now. So
that's neat, man. And what was your first gig? Like, how did you get into the rock and roll chef business?
That's funny. I worked with a local catering company here in Chicago called Eat Your Hearts Out. It's Debbie Sharp and Gottesen the Grocer. And many years ago, I was doing movies and sets, and I got the the opportunity to cook for the Rolling Stones backstage, and that was it. I was lit up. I'm like, this is what I want to do. And
you're
I want
calling.
To travel. And I have to tell you, the energy that I possess today, the evolution in life and design and color and fashion, I get from hanging out with them. I'm sort of a voyeur of everything artistic, and it's been an incredible life.
Bless you, man. Yeah, and now really you're fun. On this journey with Viking.
Yeah, I have this amazing opportunity now in opening up other showrooms and entertaining the public as they come into the Merchandise Mart. It's something special. It's something like you've never seen before. It's really cool. Lots of different facets of energy like we talked about. Lots of different vignettes that you wouldn't see anywhere else. And I had full, artistic creation ability, and I just went for it.
And it's open to the public on Wednesday?
It's open.
So, folks, you can get a chance to meet Jamie, ask him questions, the person maybe sample a little bit of your food. Are you going to be cooking as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nobody. Everyone is the star right now. I mean, you can walk in and get the celebrity treatment.
That's awesome.
And you don't even have to buy a range. But I happen to love the products so much.
Sure.
I truly believe. I'm not one of these guys that was given a job that, you know, it's like
hawking a product for no reason.
No way. Yeah. I love this brand, and I'm the perfect guy to stand behind it. And now all the new colors and the new styles are coming out, and it truly is going to be the lead in residential very, very soon. It's doing so well right now, and I'm super excited to be
part. I'll be there, man. I'm going to come check you out.
Fantastic.
We're gonna hang out and test it. And,
perfect.
Is there a website for Vikings event this Wednesday?
Oh, right now all of that's being built. So right now you can go to just follow me on Instagram at Jamie Larita, and you'll see everything that's happening.
Cool. Jamie, thanks for coming in last minute. I know this was kind of not planned, but thanks so much. And I'll be there Wednesday checking out at the Merchandise Mart. What time does it start?
5:30.
Awesome.